I always find it fascinating when we have these readings that are for a specific feast day of a saint, in this case today of Saint Mark, evangelist, martyr. The choosing of the readings, they choose the readings if their name is mentioned. And we see in this first letter of Saint Peter, near the end, the chosen one at Babylon sends you greetings, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. The sense that this person that we read about in the Acts of the Apostles, read about in some of St. Paul's letters, and also here in St. Peter's, this mention of Mark, or John Mark, as he is known in other places. It's understood, scripture scholars, that he, in a particular way, was one who accompanied Peter. And so his gospel reflects that time spent with Peter in being able to write his gospel. We see in the gospel, obviously they chose a gospel for Mark today, which is completely appropriate. It would be weird if they chose someone else's gospel for his feast day. But it's seemingly the conclusion of that gospel. The importance that while Jesus ascends to heaven to take his seat at the right hand of the Father, he is not disconnected or separated from the community of believers. It says that while all of this has taken place, the Lord worked with them, the church, as the church went out on mission to proclaim the good news, to announce reconciliation between all of creation and the Creator of it all. That he worked with them, and that there were signs that accompanied the proclamation of the gospel. We need to make it an important distinction in ourselves when we hear the word gospel, to say that they proclaimed the gospel. They proclaimed the gospel. When we hear the word gospel, we think Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But what we are first and foremost invited to think is not a written gospel that appears in our scriptures, but the original intention of that word gospel, a proclamation of victory. In Latin, it's evangelion. They went forth and proclaimed an evangelion, a proclamation of victory of Jesus Christ. This proclamation of victory would include the stories that are recounted in the four different gospels. But the proclamation of victory is that Jesus has entered into our world. He has taken upon himself sin and death and has risen victorious over them. This is the proclamation of victory. And where we see the proclamation of victory announced and received, we see accompanying signs that manifest the truth that the victory has taken place. The fact that the church can enter into a place and drive out demons because they have now an authority that the demons must obey is evidence that Jesus has been victorious. And so we see these accompanying signs that signify, that give witness to the victory of Jesus Christ, his evangelion, his proclamation of victory. So, my brothers and sisters, when we speak about evangelization, when we speak about the sharing of the gospel message, as we speak about going forth, it is not sharing a book, but it is a work that is done through Jesus Christ, with Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ. It is a proclamation of a person, a divine person, who once died and is now living forever. A proclamation of victory that has no end, because the king of that kingdom will never die again. The gospel message of Jesus Christ and the proclamation of victory today has exactly the same amount of power as it did in the time of St. Mark. If we understand what it is, and if we enter into the truth of what the gospel message is and its proclamation. The gospel of Jesus Christ has not lost its efficacy. He is still upon the throne. Amen. Alleluia.